Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
All right, lads, welcome back to Inside MC, the podcast where I sit down and we're going back to it with a guest every single week. And this week I'm joined with someone very, very cool who I actually have a fun fact for. They didn't know this, but I have it and I'll drop it quite early on to the podcast, but we'll see. I'm joined with the amazing Michaela.
Hi, what is up, guys? I say that like you guys can respond to me, but hi.
I mean, they can comment. They can comment.
True. What's up, comments?
Whoa. I actually had this talk with Mog Swamp on the last podcast. It's so funny, like, because there's not loads of comments, but Spotify actually gets a few, and every single time it's just like one or two people just commenting something completely unrelated to the podcast. It's great.
Oh, I hope that happens with us.
Oh, it will. There's like this one dude. I called them out on the Mogs One podcast. They'll like comment. They'll either comment something related because we're quite early on, so maybe they've listened this far and will comment something related.
Yeah.
Or they'll just comment like a random thing like, I don't know, Orbits. What's your favorite type of fish? Like.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is, to be fair.
Hey, comments. Comment your favorite Vampire Diaries episode. Thanks.
Have I ever watched Vampire Diaries? No, I watched My Babysitter's a Vampire.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Interesting. I remember it. I didn't really watch it.
That was absolute cinema when I was like 12.
Right. Yeah. I think your cinema and my cinema were maybe two different things.
I think we're about the same age as well, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm 22.
We're the same age.
You'd have to say, oh, we're the same age. Oh, okay.
Well, we're the same age.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh my God, I am so sleepy. That's it. I have a coffee next to me.
You're a barista as well, aren't you?
I am. This isn't from that coffee shop.
No. Do you know, I don't like coffee.
You don't?
No. And I'm also a barista.
I love the taste of coffee, but I don't like caffeine. So a lot of times I will get decaf, but now I can taste the difference between caffeinated and decaffeinated. So I just kind of have to bug it and drink caffeine.
Fair. Yeah. I told the owner of the shop that I work at that I don't like coffee. And he's like, well, how'd you calibrate the machine then? And I went, well, no, I can tell the difference between a good and a bad coffee. It just tastes bad to me. But I can tell the difference. I've been doing
Interesting.
It long enough now. Sorry, I'm getting in the barista talk early. That wasn't my fun fact. I had the fun fact. But I've always told people on the podcast, like, I'm a barista. I work in customer service. Like, it's always the conversation I bring up. I'm actually like, finally got someone else on who does the same thing that I do. It's insane. I don't know how to react. Sorry. What's your favorite?
Oh my God, there's another barista.
What's your favorite type of coffee to make?
Oh wow, to make? Oh my God, I literally don't even know. Okay, my order that I make for myself, I can only have this once because I will like have like, I will be off the walls, but I'll make myself a grande brown sugar shaken espresso. I will do extra cinnamon powder and then 3 pumps of white mocha syrup. Bomb, banging.
I'm gonna hear the Charlie special.
Sure, go on.
My name is Charlie. For
is your name Charlie?
My
okay.
Name is Charlie. Yeah, So I call it an iced hot chocolate so people know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, they'll hear iced chocolate and be confused. It's just a hot chocolate, but iced, just for anyone who's listening. So you can also make it hot. No. Okay, so you do the chocolate, right? Do hot water. you do 2 pumps of hazelnut. No, sorry. Yeah, 2 pumps of hazelnut, 2 pumps of vanilla, and then you do oat milk. But how I used to make it when I used to make it hot is I do, like, because where I work, they used to mix a jug. They don't in my new job, so I don't do it here. You do half the jug of oat milk, half the jug of almond milk, and then steam up together. So nice. But now I just do like cold oat milk. I can't have it because I can have it, but only when I'm on shift with someone because it gives me a stomachache. So, you know, not really upselling it too well here, I've realized.
Is it the dairy? You could just do non-dairy.
No, because I use oat milk. No, my stomach is just really bad. Everything gives it a stomachache. So,
all right. I don't know how to help you. Things.
No, you can't. Not even the doctors can. It's really sad, actually.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Anyways, guest introduction. I always like to give the intro for you to introduce yourself. So who are you? What do you do? And not the barista part, I mean content creation. And if you have a fun fact, either about yourself or in general, the floor's yours.
Okay. Hi, my name's Michaela. I am an African-American Filipina content creator based in Los Angeles. I'm a dancer and I am left-handed. But even though I'm left-handed, I play left-handed guitar, but right-handed bass. That's my fun fact. Oh, and I'm a Minecrafter. That's important.
What side do you have your mouse on?
The right side.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
I know. Well, only just because, like, it doesn't really make sense to, like, because WASD is on the left side of the keyboard, so then, like, both of my hands would be on the left side. Like, I suppose I could just get a reversed keyboard, but it's not worth it.
I get you, yeah. I mean, my dad's left-handed, but he uses his right hand for everything. It's really interesting. Anyways, would you like to hear my fun fact?
Sure, go on.
On the 9th of October, 2023, I sent you an email inviting you on the podcast.
Oh, no, you did not.
I did.
Wait, tell me what day. What day again? Say it again.
9th of October, 2023.
Where the hell was I on the 9th of October in 2023? I don't miss emails. I miss Discord DMs, but I don't miss emails.
Maybe you saw the email and just chose to ignore it. I mean, it was really early doors podcast. Fairly early doors podcast. So you probably just saw it and was like, eh.
No, nah. I'm horrible. No, because viewers, you guys don't understand. Like, I've been like so busy. And then he would DM me and then I would see it. And then I'd respond in my head. And then he'd be like, hey, just boosting this to see get a response from you. And then I'd be like, oh my God, I didn't respond. And then I'd respond in my head again, and then I wouldn't respond actually because in my head I responded.
Don't worry, I've become like really good at just annoying people, so it's okay.
I am someone you have to annoy now, unfortunately. It used to never be like this.
Well, for context, emailing someone and inviting them on the podcast has only ever worked twice.
I'm not horrible.
No, it worked with Ant Venom back in 2022 when the podcast like first began. It worked with Jerome ASF about like a month ago. But like, to be fair, my old invite to, like, my invite has improved a lot. Like, the way I invite people on the podcast. Like, if we compare my Discord message to you saying, like, in a podcast going inside the MC and was wondering if you'd be interested to come on as a guest, blah, 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 website, right? My email to you was, hello, Michaela. I run a podcast called Inside MC and I was curious if you'd ever like to come on as a guest. I invite people on who I thought would be interesting guests rather than looking at the numbers as it's purely a passion project and I'd love to talk to a range of creators, other owners, etc., and I'd love to have you come on as a guest. I made the mistake of scheduling your head and that's why this invite has been delayed. However, if you're interested, like, you just didn't know it had been delayed. Like, it didn't matter. Like, you know?
Oh.
And then, but it didn't matter anyways. I got ignored. And then 2 years later, you're here. So it's fine.
Period. Happened eventually.
Exactly. So, how did you get your name? Your old name? Dark Eyebrows.
My old name? Yeah. Oh, boy. So, my mom... My mom fills in her eyebrows, and there was a point in her life where she used to, like, really fill them in, like, really, really fill them in, and I don't remember why I decided to name my Minecraft account after her, and I don't know why I chose Dark Eyebrows, but it had, like, a nice ring to it, and my other username, like, before was Michaela, but the I was replaced with an X, and the only reason I didn't keep that one is because my friends kept calling me MX Cella, and I hated that.
Ooh,
I hated that
yeah.
so much. I don't know why. Well, granted, when Dark Eyebrows became a thing, I think I was like 12 and then I just never changed it. So I wish I could be like, oh, I don't know why I thought that was the better name, but I mean, I was 12. So like, you know,
I think I agree though. Like, I know, like,
really?
Well, like Michaela with an X, it's all right. But the thing is, it makes it like a bit harder to search. I think like names like that, they're cool and they're unique. But I think, and I said this before, like, Dark Eyebrows is very much a, and obviously I know you've changed it now, but that's not the point. Dark Eyebrows is, and this is my best way of explaining it when I think a name is good. It's the perfect event player name.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I've kept the name on all of my, well, except for my Instagram. I've kept it on my Twitter and my TikTok and my YouTube. Basically, any place that I could not get the tag Michaela or Michaela Deb, I kept as Dark Eyebrows. But I keep the Deb on some of my socials so that it's like Dark Eyebrows, haha, you know.
Yeah, no, I get you. I mean, I've, like, my original name was Insane Orbits, and I still have the at Insane Orbits everywhere because I'm not changing it. But then all of my, like, profile names are just Orbits. Like, just the word Orbits, not just Orbits.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be called Insane Orbits. So I kind of get what you mean. How come you decided to rebrand, though?
Sorry, I was yawning.
I'm just that boring. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So I got home last night, I want to say at like 3, and then I woke up at 8, and now I'm just still up. So I just haven't, I'm chilling now. Anyway,
I'm
not the point.
For you being there.
I'm grateful for you having me after asking me originally 3 years ago, but that's okay. Anyway, not the point. So I wanted to rebrand ever since TwitchCon Paris, actually, like, was when I officially wanted to, because I think when people would ask me, like, my name, like, other creators having to show my badge and it saying Dark Eyebrows, I don't know what it was. It, like, I was a little embarrassed. I think my final straw was my first Twitch Rivals, because obviously I took my sign with me back home, because Vegas to California is only an hour. But I had to walk through the Vegas airport with a giant Dark Eyebrows sign with other people who were also at TwitchCon. And that one was really humbling. And I wanted Michaela for a while, and I had actually emailed during TwitchCon Paris asking if the username was available. And the response I got was, yeah, it's available, but I wouldn't recommend changing your name to Michaela, because then no one would be able to find you, da 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 da. And I had a lot of back and forth with a lot of my friends, because I was like, oh, I don't know if I should do it or not. But I think the general consensus was that everyone calls me Michaela Dark Eyebrows anyway, so even if I changed to just Michaela, I would still be Michaela Dark Eyebrows. So I was kind of just like, eh, fuck it. And then I did it during my subathon as a sub goal, and now we're Michaela.
What was the sub goal?
It was just surprise.
Oh, okay. So no one actually knew what was happening. You just hit him. He was like, yeah, no. I'm rebranding now. See, the only reason, and I think I told you this, the only reason you were promoted on the podcast as Michaela Dark Eyebrows was just for people who didn't know about the rebrand. Because, like, there's a few,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's still, to this day, I get comments on the Insane Orbits channel, which I just don't upload on, like, oh, I wish you'd come back to YouTube. And I'm like, lads, I'm on a podcast. I'm here. Yeah. I'm still here. People don't know that because it's a quote unquote rebrand. That's why I put both the names for people who didn't know. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, everyone calls me Michaela Dark Eyebrows anyway, so it's not like anything crazy.
Well, yeah,
I just, like,
you have that perfect name, like Joel Smallish Beans. Michaela Dark Eyebrows is the perfect flowing name. But it's kind of impressive how you was able to get the name everywhere, and the biggest one, and I saw a lot of people talking about it, was you getting the name on Twitch.
Okay, you know the crazy thing about that is, I was just like looking it up just for shits and giggles. I didn't think I was going to actually get it. So what happened was TwitchCon Paris, when I emailed asking and I saw the username was available, they offered to hold it for me for like, I think like a week. So obviously 2 years later, I was not expecting the name to still be available, because when you go on Twitch and you look up Michaela, there are so many other partners, even not even affiliates, partners with the check mark that are named Michaela. So you would think that somebody would have taken it by now, but no one did, so it's mine.
So it'll show just a name that's just been available to have. So if I wanted to, I could have changed to Michaela like 2 years ago.
You totally could have. And you know what? It's really funny, because if you look up Dark Eyebrows, I still show up. So regardless, like, the name change wasn't too bad of a shift, because if you look up Dark Eyebrows, I still pop up. And if you look up Michaela, I pop up. So it's actually quite nice.
And you have the profile picture as well, so people should be able to put two and two together.
Yeah, that too.
So you should just have it like on your stream, like text at the top of your stream, I am Dark Eyebrows.
Oh, I have in my bio, I have formerly Dark Eyebrows.
That's probably why you still show up then as well, because you have it in there.
Yeah, I'm assuming, which I don't mind.
It helps, I think. I think it saves your like name in the search system for a while, but then obviously having it in the bio also helps with the search. Like if I put Dark Eyebrows in my thing, I don't think people would be able to find my account through you.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I could just be lying. I'm just assuming, honestly. Because for instance, with YouTube, for example, I have Minecraft podcasts, like, at the very top, like, in the first line of every single YouTube description. And if you search on Minecraft podcast, Inside MC still doesn't show up.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of annoying, so I feel like it could be doing a bit better if it would. But I don't want to rebrand to, like, Inside MC Minecraft podcast. I just want to I don't want to put it in the title like most people do. I just want to keep it, like, as it is. Because it's not really a Minecraft podcast. It's just branded inside Minecraft.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why. What about content creation then? What got you into that? So you said when you were 12, that's when you kind of came out the name Dark Eyebrows. I'm assuming you were probably doing something a bit different to Minecraft at the time.
Well, I've always kind of been in media. I don't I've talked about this briefly. I don't go too into detail about it, but I got my start when I was 4 because I started acting when I was 4. Oh, I booked my first movie when I was 8, and I've been in commercials from the age of like 4 to 18.
What movie, if it's public?
Nope.
That's not public. Okay, nope. That's fine.
I just cringe when I watch my old stuff, which is the
that's
only reason
fair,
I, don't, I don't talk about it.
That's okay.
But like I've been in several movies and shows and commercials from when I was 4 up until I started streaming. Same with like music and obviously dancing and stuff. So I was already kind of online, and I had fully just like social media, like Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz when I was like 8. So I was kind of always in it. And my only form of like, I guess, entertainment was I had like this like Samsung Galaxy S2 that my parents got me. Or no, it was my sister's. And so I started watching YouTube on there. And I remember like watching like the old Minecraft YouTubers being like, oh, this is kind of cool. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then during the pandemic, my friend group got really into Twitch and streaming and all that. And I had never heard of Twitch or streaming, but my friends, me caring about my friends, I tried to get into Twitch and all that just to see like what the hype was about, because like, oh, if my friends are interested in it, I want to like care about it. And then after a while, I was like, oh my God, like they're just like all playing Minecraft, playing Roblox, whatever the hell, like that's pretty cool. So then my friends and I had a little bet during winter break where we were all going to start streaming and see who could like do the best over break, and break is maybe like a week long. And I posted a Hypixel TikTok, and I think it got like 30K likes, 40K likes, and I won $20. And now I'm a streamer because I kept going, so...
$20, you're big time.
Oh, I know. It was you're crazy. I know, I'm balling now.
Wait, well, what year was this again, sorry? I feel like you mentioned I just missed it.
Oh, 2020.
2020, so this was this during COVID or just before?
My first stream was technically before COVID, but this, it was during COVID.
So is that when you kind of started seeing, like, not to downplay your successes, so please don't take it as that, I just have had conversations with people like this before, and then they've taken it the wrong way, off podcast, no one on podcast. But, like, would you say that, like, your quick succession or, like, your growth stemmed because of COVID?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, again, I just wanted to cover my tracks before saying it.
Oh, yeah, no, don't, I streamed one time before the pandemic, only just to make sure that I could run OBS. It was solely because of the pandemic.
And then did you get partner during the pandemic as well then?
Yes. Well, no. Because the pandemic lasted until what? Technically like 2023, yeah. I guess. I got partner right before TwitchCon Paris. And I think that was 23, I think. I don't remember when Paris was.
Oh, yeah, 2023. Because there's okay. The first TwitchCon I'd ever been to.
Yeah, I got partner right before Paris.
I can't believe I've never met you at a TwitchCon.
Really? I go to all of them.
Yeah, well, so I was meant to be going to San Diego this year. I'm not going anymore, just mainly because like me and my partner have like this moving out plan. And, you know, going to San Diego isn't a bad thing. It just doesn't exactly help with the whole financial plan. But like, so I go to all the European ones. Like, I'll definitely be going to Rotterdam next year. So I was at Paris. So when I did Paris, I did a round trip. Me and my partner did a round trip. So we got the train in, the Eurostar in on the Saturday morning, and I got the Eurostar home Saturday night. So we only did the day. Then Rotterdam 2024, we just went and I did a full weekend. And then we did the exact same thing in 25, but instead I had a panel and I casted the football match. So I had like more going on. But yeah, I've met up like with people who you're associated with. But even then, actually, no, I haven't. I haven't really met anyone like of that group. Like because I don't really go to a meet and greet. I realized like I bumped into a few people last year who were like quote unquote larger content creators, if you get what I mean. But like in a sense of like you, like people I've had on the podcast, and like people I watch who I guess you're close with, if that makes sense. I realize, I've actually never really interacted with them at TwitchCon. That's kind of funny.
I mean, you're bound to run into any of us eventually. I usually have bright colored hair, so it's hard to miss me at convention.
I think it's genuinely just like so this year, like I was kind of like, I mean, again, people were at the football match, so like I don't count that because
I was supposed to be there.
Why didn't you go?
Lewis had asked me to be on one of the teams 2 days after I had bought my flight tickets, so I couldn't get them changed.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, I know. I was a little upset, but it all worked out, so I guess it's fine. I don't think I would have been able to play football to the best of my abilities because I had previously been sick for like a month and a half, so I don't think it would have worked out anyway.
That's fair. Let's talk about TwitchCon, actually. What's the first one you went to?
TwitchCon San Diego 2022, and okay. I had like turned 18 maybe like 3 or 4 months before it.
And then you've been to every single one, both Europe and America.
Yeah, that sounds kind of crazy when you put it that way. Like, honestly, this is probably my, I had already said that Rotterdam, like the previous one that just passed, will probably be my last EU convention for a while.
No.
Just, yeah. Well, okay. You, like you said, I've been to every single one since then. So, I've done every TwitchCon and every VidCon since 2022, which is crazy. But, you know, it's a lot to fly to Rotterdam all the time, and like Paris, and every time I fly to the UK, you know, after a while it does a little bit of a toll on the wallet. So I would like to go to Rotterdam next year, but that really just depends on my money financially.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, so had I have booked San Diego tickets 2 months ago when I was looking and I had the money, it would have been about like really like fairly enough, a round trip would have been about £500 or £600.
Oh, okay.
Which is quite good for a flight to America.
Yeah.
But then also, it's so far in advance, that's why. So, 200 for a round trip. The Airbnb would have cost me about 300 or £400. I always stay in hotels, but I would have been staying with someone in an Airbnb or like a group of people in Airbnb. And then, obviously, the tickets for TwitchCon are just insanely stupid for America. Like, what, £260 or something? That. So like all in all, it would have come to about a K. And then like when I go to Rotterdam, our flights were like 130. So this is me and my partner combined. Flights 130. Hotel, only because we stayed in a more expensive one, which we want again next year, was like 450. Honestly, it was a mistake on my part. So like that plus the flight being like 130, plus a free ticket for me because I had a panel, and then like my partner buying a ticket. Like the entire travel like part of the trip only came to about £700. I can't imagine how much it costs for you coming from America and then like buying your I don't know if you can answer this, or if I don't know if you can answer this. You get a free ticket for being an MTT participant?
I don't know. I've gotten my ticket from the panels that I've done in the past, so I'm unsure.
Oh yeah, you was on a panel this year, weren't you?
Yeah, I've done.
Yeah, and you get free tickets for being on a panel, so. Oh yeah, no. Fair.
Yeah, I've already had my ticket before, before I was asked for MCC, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I would assume so.
I forget you do panels. Are you on the one in San Diego? I can't remember who's on it. I think it's like the Women in Gaming one, something. Women
I am. Something. Yes, I was not sure if that was public, but assuming that you know about it, I'm guessing it's public.
I let me fact check this public, because I also know.
I know
everyone who's in that private Discord. That I think one or two of the panels haven't been announced, and I shouldn't know about, but I do know about.
Ours only wasn't announced because we needed to get the okay for Minecraft, so yeah, I'm assuming
heartbreaking. It was so annoying when I wanted to bloody announce my one. Like, I was getting so hyped, and then like the day came and I announced it, and I was like, oh yeah, we still don't have approval from Minecraft. And I'm just like, let me check. Lifestyle's been announced. Yeah, Crafting Space Woman in Minecraft. Yeah, there you go. Yourself, Julio, Bracey, yes. Rosecumber, Snifferish, and then the Amber, I believe, is hosting the panel, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting.
I know. It's going to be fun. I love a good panel. I love a good talk. Put me on a stage and have me talk for a couple hours. I love it.
What's your favorite part of TwitchCon?
Meeting people. Honestly, I really, really like meeting people and spending time with my friends that I normally wouldn't. I feel my favorite part about TwitchCon is like the random little plans I make with like my friends that I see once a year. Like, okay. It's like the best part. I don't know why. I know why. I'm not used to like seeing those people, but I run around like crazy at conventions because I try to see everybody that I wouldn't normally get to see.
Yeah, it's like the perfect excuse to meet up with your online friends as well. Like, you're all in one place. It's really nice. It's what makes me enjoy going so much, but also I think I enjoyed last like the Twitch one that happened this year the most, because like I felt I had a purpose being there, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know if you can relate, but like playing an MCC, you're, you know, having the panel, like it feels like you're not just there to be there.
Yeah, I mean, I also in general go to conventions just because it's like I've told my chat this before. I feel a lot less like an alien when I can like actually see real people, like put faces to names. Like when my chatters like walk up to me at conventions and they're like, "Oh my god, like I watch your streams." I don't know, it makes me feel less like a robot. So and, like there's also that aspect.
And it makes you realize like that people are real as well. This is what I always say whenever I go, like when I had I said this with sorry, I know I keep using myself. I don't mean to talk about myself so much, it's just my way of showing that I relate. When I was sitting on the panel, and you can probably relate to this as well, is that I looked at everyone in front of me and I went, damn, like I knew you were all real. I didn't say this, but I was thinking in my head, like I knew they were all real people, but you don't really realize that they're real until they're sitting in front of you, ready to listen to what you have to say. And it's like, wow, like these people exist. Or you meet like a content creator and it's like, wow, you're not just this made up person online. Like you're not just a fake facecam. You are a genuinely real walking, talking person.
Yeah.
You went to VidCon as well. You've been doing a bit of vlogging lately on the Michaela at Dark Eyebrows channel. Just short of 10k now. You're on the way.
Yeah, I am just short of 10k. I haven't been uploading, which is my bad.
You uploaded 3 weeks ago. A month ago, 2 months ago. You've been fairly consistent.
No, not as consistent as I would like to be. I have, for example, I have two videos that like I am waiting to post. But what happens is they still need to be edited down, or the videos will be done and I just cannot for the life of me get started on the thumbnail, like at all. There was a time where I could have had a video out like a week earlier, but I just could not get myself to start the thumbnail. It's a battle with my brain.
How come you do vlogging content? Because obviously when you're doing streaming, you're either doing variety gaming or you're doing Minecraft, and we'll touch a little bit on the Minecraft tournaments and like Minecraft specific content later on. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, obviously when you're doing your streaming, it's like, you know, for instance, yesterday from recording this, you were streaming Fortnite, but then you go onto your YouTube channel and it's not gaming content at all. It's vlogging. What's the deal with the difference?
I honestly just like to show what I do just outside of like when I'm sat at my computer. I wouldn't say that I'm good at video games. I don't think people watch me because I'm good at video games, you know? And I like to show what I do like for fun outside of like when I'm sat at this computer, because most of the time I'm actually not sat at this computer. So I think it's fun to show that. And it makes me like, I don't know, it makes me also seem less just like a, I don't know, I feel like you get to see more of like what I'm actually like when I'm not in like content mode, I guess I could say. It's a lot easier for me to just like whip out a camera and talk to it rather than like plan out like a whole like Minecraft video. Which, I mean, like, I have, they're actually like unpublished now, but I did have some gaming videos in the past, but that's just not what I want to go for on YouTube anymore.
And when was this like permanent change? I mean, you've been doing this for like the last year, but was it in the last year, or like were you uploading Minecraft content in between doing the vlogs?
So I want to say it started with, well, I never wanted to do vlogs, and then TwitchCon Baltimore 2023, I did my first vlog, and it was just very like did it on my phone, the camera quality is really bad, but everyone had been asking me to do it, so then I like tried one very just like instinctually. I didn't tell anyone I was doing it, and I just had a lot of fun with it. It's kind of cool to see what you can just do with a camera. So I guess that started permanently when I briefly moved to the UK, and that's when I kind of started doing more stuff on YouTube. So maybe like I want to say like a year ago.
Okay. And then what's your like favorite one so far? Do you have one?
Oh, you know what's so funny? I actually just rewatched a bunch of my old videos recently.
Oh no.
I think, hold on. I know what my hair looked like. I need to find the thumbnail.
You did the bad thing of rewatching old videos.
Yeah, I miss my friends. I really liked 8 months ago. I posted a video titled "I Flew Back to the UK." I was in town for Silliamas, and then I actually was able to move my flight because I got invited to like a gamer YouTube event in London, and so I was able to extend my flight for that. So I got to hang out with like a bunch of my friends. That's really it. I will do literally anything if it means I get to hang out with my friends. So that was one of my favorite videos because like I was up for like, I think, and this is so not healthy. I never do this. I can't function without at least 6 hours of sleep. But I had been up for maybe like 30 some odd hours, and I was like delirious, so I just remember like everything was funny, you know, like when you're like so tired, everything was funny. Really sick after, but it was so worth it.
I will say, like, I've seen some of your vlogs, including the one you mentioned, And it just gives me FOMO. Like, not like, I don't know if you're saying it. Like, I know I'm not friends with these creators, obviously. Like, it's not like a parasocial thing. But at the same time, like, I see you hanging out with all your friends and like all your online, like, quote, like online friends. And I'm just like, I wish I could do that. Like, because it does look so fun. Like, even just with, like, my online friends, you know, like, just...
Yeah.
That's why I love TwitchCon so much, because just you get to hang around and, like, meet up with people, take pictures. But, like, your vlog as well, the I went to a YouTube event in London as an American, right? Like, seeing seeing all of you on the train, like, just my regular mode of transport to work, like, seeing you all, like, going off to an event to YouTube, I'm just like, wow, like, I wish I could have went to that YouTube event. You know, like, not that I'd expect to be on the train, but, like, with you guys, but you get the idea. Like, it's, you know, it's cool. It's it's fun to watch.
I really loved any of, like, the times where I got invited to go out, because, like, I love seeing people. And, yeah, I get FOMO from my own videos, especially now that I'm back in America, because I don't, like, hang out with some of my friends as often. So I give myself FOMO. But the vlogs are nice because they're, like, little time capsules.
you mentioned it a little bit earlier that you moved to England for a bit. Why'd you do that?
So one of my best friends, Amy, we were in call. And I remember this was, like, ages before they had actually asked me, but they were like, would you ever move to the UK? And my answer was just immediately like, hell yeah. Just like, yeah, absolutely I would. And then, like, Amy had told me, like, hey, like, when you get a sec, like, I need to record something with you, like, whenever you're free, da 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 da. It had been, like, a week, and Amy was like, oh, I don't think we're gonna do the recording. And I was like, wait, but, like, are you free to call right now? And I was like, okay, yeah. So I hop in, and they're like, you wanna, like, move in with us for, like, 6 months? And I was immediately like, yep, yeah. Let's do it. Because, like, first of all, Amy and Gucky are, like, my two best friends. Everybody knows that. I say it all the time. It's so rare whenever I would see them, because it would have to be during a convention. So to go from seeing them maybe whenever there was a convention, and, like, there's a potential chance that I would still be working, so I'd be going to work, and then I'd hang out with them after work, and then I would, like, stay up for, like, the entire week that they're in town, to living with them for 6 months and just kind of being able to see my friends whenever I want. And being in the same time zone made everything so much better now, like, to, like, you know, because 11 a.m. is 7 over there. Like, I loved being in the same time zone too. It was so nice.
Oh, yeah,
and I don't know. I love my friends.
Behind. You're 8 hours behind, aren't you? Which is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. No, I was just going to say, I like PST, like, the time zone I'm in, but when it comes to, like, Brits, it's awful.
I was just going to ask, were you working when you was in England as well? Or, like, were you... you were just doing content creation.
Yeah, I was just surviving off of content creation.
What was that like?
A little scary. I've always been someone who's been very anxious with money. Always. I've also been told that I've always been really responsible with my money, which I guess makes sense why I was so anxious about it. And I was very, like, I had a spreadsheet every week. At the end, I would go over, like, my spendings and how much, like, I could afford to do and stuff. Just me being me, I've always been like that. I'm like that now, and I do the same thing. Like,
it's kind of a whole part of, like, wanting to move out. But yeah, I did the same thing. I have, like, a spreadsheet. It's cool. It's cool to hear someone else does that or did that.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I would do it all again. So I have no regrets. And I came back with the same amount of money that I had left with. So it's not like I was, like, suffering. I was actually kind of shocked to see that. I was able to actually make all the money back that I had spent going, like, there for the 6 months.
So while you were here, sorry, just to carry on this conversation about you living in England, I'm assuming you stay down in Brighton?
Yeah.
Would you, and this is such a weird question, and I think I know the answer to it, but I'm going to ask it regardless. Would you ever, like, would you stay in America, or if you had the opportunity now, would you move to England?
Oh, absolutely I'd move to England. It's a bit of both. It's really a bit of both. I really liked it down there, but I always think to myself, would I actually like living there if none of my friends lived there? That, I don't know. I feel like I still would, you know? But also, like, if I were to live in England, dance-wise, my life would look a little different. So it's a very 50-50 split.
I think that kind of plays into my whole FOMO thing as well. It's like, because I live in England. I live in London. Like, I'm very easily able to access everything. But I just don't really have many, like, I do have English friends, but not, like, close enough or local enough to just meet up.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So
yeah. I
think that plays into it. But you mentioned dance there. Move transition. Mm-hmm. Here we go. You dance sometimes, don't you?
Oh, on occasion. Oh, you know.
You're pretty good at it as well, right?
Thank you. I like to think that I am. But there are some absolute beasts in the dance world. So
I mean, there's absolute beasts in every world. It doesn't mean you're any less.
That's true.
It doesn't mean you're any less to them. They're possibly better, but it doesn't make you bad, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So. No. Yeah. I like to dance here and there.
what's your favorite dance move?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Just one move?
Well,
shit.
Okay. As you can, so from someone who isn't really too clued up on dancing and has watched it, feel free to answer the question in a better way than favorite dance move. Like, would it be favorite dance sequence? Would that be the word?
I would say, like, my favorite dance style, because there's, like,
there you go.
Tap, jazz, yeah, hip-hop, ballet. Yeah. My favorite style is hip-hop. Or jazz funk, I guess. I like more groovy hip hop. I've been trained in ballet and tap and jazz and hip hop, but I mostly dance. Like, I have a lot of videos up on like my like socials where like I grew up dancing at like Millennium or like Playground LA. So I tend to have a lot of like similar style to the teachers that I took growing up there. But yeah, I'm a hip hop girly.
What, like, sorry, this is where it gets like really like a really interesting conversation, because normally when I bring people on the podcast, I at least can somewhat understand what they're saying. But with dancing, again, I just watch it. Like, what is, like, how do I word this? Like, okay, so you take part in dance competitions. You've vlogged them as well. Like, your most recent one was, like, my final week with my dance team. You also did, like, the We Got Lost Form in the Dance video. You've done a few of them, right? How does a dance competition work?
Okay.
Sorry, it's so really, strange questions that I'm asking. But, like, I hope they're interesting to answer.
It depends on the competition and the venue. Competitions can be like, okay, for example, you have like a call time that you have to be there. You show up at that call time and you'll usually have a holding room, and that room, like, all the teams are in like usually just one massive room. And then there can be like a practice room depending on like the place, where like 10, 20 minutes before you go on, you can like work on blocking to like see like how it looks on the stage, or you could just not. And sometimes that happens too. Usually before the competition though, you can find out the stage dimensions, so you can like practice in your rehearsals, like your spots, like to make sure that you're not going like too far. Or like, I have a habit of, in practice, because we would get the stage dimensions, I would get told that I'm falling off the stage constantly because I would go too far forward. And then obviously you compete, you dance, and then after you can either watch the rest of the groups depending on like how much time you have, or you'll like go elsewhere while the other groups finish competing or performing, and then awards will happen, and then usually you find out placements. Each competition kind of does something different for like placements wise. Sometimes they'll announce top 10, sometimes they'll only announce like the top 3. It really depends. And there's like special awards that they'll announce as well, and they'll have like booths where you can sell where you can buy merch. So like, I have like this one World of Dance sweater that I wear literally everywhere. It's my favorite sweater, and I bought it at a competition. So yeah, like, that's how that works.
And then, like, have you ever done, like, a solo? Do you have, like, solos, or is it normally just group? Okay.
You can do solos. I just don't do solos.
Okay,
and it depends on the competition.
I don't know if you've heard of them. You probably have. And this is kind of the only really knowledge I have of, like, a dance group. Have you ever heard of Diversity?
Diversity. Yeah, that name sounds very familiar.
They're a dance group that won Britain's Got Talent back in... Diversity, BGT. They won Britain's Got Talent back in 2009.
Oh, wow. That's, like, literally... my God. Anton Deck looks so young in this video.
I know. that's like my main kind of... Because I mean, I watch a bit of dance and stuff like that, but it's just like, you know, I don't really watch anything, if that makes sense. I don't really watch anything anymore. So, like, my best memory is from Diversity back in 2009. Is it, like, still similar to how that would have been, where, like, they're this big dance group, they have the choreography, they do, like, you know, kind of like how you mentioned there as well. Like, it's just, it seems very similar, but obviously you do different kind of dancing, etc.
I guess. I mean, every team also is different, so I guess it also just depends.
So I know it's such a weird question, weird question to be asking. Apologies. I just, like, I'm interested in it. I just don't know the right question to ask, if that makes sense. Normally, I'm a lot more clued up on the matter.
You're all right.
What? So how long have you been dancing for, like, exactly? Do you remember when you, like, first started?
Oof. Okay. Well, Okay, it's kind of complicated. I originally started dancing when I was 7. My parents put me in ballet and tap, and then, or I was either 6 or 7. I just say that I was 7 because I think that's what I was told, but I might have been 6. And then when I was 8, we moved from Florida to California because that was when I booked my first movie, and I was missing too much school flying back and forth. So we just decided to straight up move there. So then I did not dance at all. And then I was probably around 11 or 12. No, that's too old. I was definitely 10 because I remember I was in fifth grade. My parents had taken me to this, a common thing with Filipinos is they have like these big parties where they invite all their like other Filipino family and friends. And so I was at one of those. And my dad told me actually pretty recently that at that party, he turned to my mom and went, "Honey, our daughter can't dance." And he would not have that. So he signed me up for dance lessons. Just like regular basic hip hop lessons. And then when I got into middle school, I was still taking those lessons. And then when I got into high school, there was a dance team on my high school team, and I decided I wanted to join. And then that was when I started taking dance really seriously. I started training like my life depended on it. Right up until the pandemic. So 2020, I stopped dancing just completely. It's really hard to dance when I used to live in a really tiny apartment. I didn't have any space, so I just kind of slowly stopped because I grew up being, not necessarily being told that I wasn't the best, but essentially being told that I wasn't the best.
Yeah,
so I wasn't kind of
to be better.
Yeah, but also when you grow up like with teachers who kind of tell you you suck, you eventually just kind of don't want to do it. So I stopped for like a little bit, maybe like 4 years. And then a year ago, so like basically right when I moved back to California, one of my old dance teammates from high school was like, "Hey, you should try out for my dance team at UCLA." And now I dance there. So it's been off and on since I was 7, but more I would say I've been dancing since I was, I would say maybe like 6 years.
I mean, fair
like with
play
all the gaps
you, though,
included.
Fair play for you, yeah, to like getting into it and like staying motivated, because you know, like I wouldn't say I was any good at it, but I did a bit of dance back in like primary school. Like I used to go to after school club, and I used to have this like dance program, so I took part in that. And it never came to anything, but like fair play to you for like actually, you know, even though you had kind of this negative, not you, but like people being a bit negative around you, staying like motivated and really seeing it through. Like I respect that, honestly.
Thanks. And honestly, I'm glad that I went back, because now like my impression of like what it was like dancing on a team now is so drastically different to what it used to be.
Okay.
Like, yeah, team that I'm on now, they're all like so lovely, and everyone is supportive, and everybody's really nice, and like, I don't know, it's so different, and it's nice. It's like a breath of fresh air on that team, so it's lovely.
Well, you don't just dance, do you? You also do something else as well, right?
I do.
What is it?
Are we talking about music, question mark?
We are talking about music, exclamation mark.
Okay, I didn't know. I was like, wait, I don't know what the other thing I do is.
Mysterious.
Yes. So I've also been doing music from a very young age. I really am like the stereotype like Filipino child where you either are like either music, dancing, or acting, or doctor. And I tell you what, I did not go the doctor route. So I've been in music lessons since I was, I think, also 7. I remember I started those around the same time. And then when I moved to California, around the same time that I picked up dance again, so when I was 10, my parents put me in music lessons for guitar, drums, bass, and piano at the same time that I was taking music lessons and acting lessons and dance lessons. That was an interesting summer. I kind of just never stopped. I still play the guitar, not as often and probably not as well as when I was younger. I still play the bass. My piano is somewhere in my house, and my drum kit is somewhere in a closet downstairs. But yeah, I've been doing that since I was a kid, and I've been in and out of different like singing groups and singing coaches since I was a kid. I've been thinking about auditioning for Broadway stuff too, and I think that could be cool with also having a dance background. So fingers crossed for that, because I think that could be fun.
I sadly can't keep up with absolutely everyone I bring on a podcast. So have you ever done dancing or singing on your streams? Like, has it ever played a part in your content creation?
I've done, this was back when I was in Brighton because I had a bigger room and a bigger space. I did streams where I would choreograph dances to songs that chat would request.
Okay.
And then I've also like maybe like once a month I do karaoke streams where chat requests songs and then I sing them on stream. They just don't go up on my VODs because obviously copyright. right? But those are streams that I've done in the past, and there's like clips of them, but actual VODs are not.
Can we hear a little? Not up. Can we hear a little bit of singing? No pressure. No, you can say no. You can say no. You don't have to sing.
If you go on my alt TikTok account, there's an entire playlist of just me singing.
What's the alt TikTok called?
Not Dark Eyebrows.
So just Michaela.
yeah. So my main TikTok is Dark Eyebrows, and then my second TikTok is Not Dark Eyebrows.
So ominous.
Pretty clever, right?
No, yeah, it's really smart. I respect it. I love it. What about like negatively affected your content creation? I'd like to imagine that like a dance competition or something has made you miss out on opportunities.
Are you like specifically like how dance has negatively impacted content creation or just both. Negatives just, okay, of content
just,
creation?
Just no, not negatives of content creation. Like how you're quote unquote living a double life, right? You have your content creation person, and then you have your I work a 9-to-5 basically, and then I also do dance and music, right? So the 9-to-5 dance and music, has that ever played a part on your and negatively impacted content creation due to like missing out on something or something like that?
I guess like the biggest thing is, well, I've also kind of always done this, like even since I was a little kid, where I would go to school and then I'd have a practice and then I'd have to do something else and then I'd have to go back to school and then I'd like, it's essentially the same thing, just now I'm an adult. So like I'll wake up at like 9 and I'll edit until 11 and then I'll clock in from 11 up until maybe 30 minutes before I have to go to practice. I'll clock out, I'll go home, I'll change, I'll go to practice until maybe 1 or 2 in the morning, and then I'll come home and then I'll edit and then I'll go to sleep around 3 or 4 in the morning, and then I'll wake up, rinse, repeat. Sometimes I'll wake up at 9, sometimes I'll wake up at noon. It depends on what my work schedule's like. But I guess the biggest thing is exhaustion. That's a thing I had to deal with even before I went back to dance, because before I went back to dance, I was in school full time and working double the amount of hours. So exhaustion has always been a really big thing. And on my streams, sometimes chat will notice it and I have to apologize, because sometimes I can get snappy when I'm tired, and I'm always tired. So I've been trying to sleep more, but it's kind of hard to have the time to do that. And also, I recently got diagnosed with ADHD and generalized anxiety disorder. So I have to the ADHD thing, I didn't realize how much that affected me up until a couple months ago. No one in my chat was surprised when I said that I had ADHD. Not a single person. And I guess it makes sense, because it you get told that like people with ADHD like function off of doing like 30 million different things at a time. But yeah, I guess just me being tired and me having the time to actually like edit and stuff. Like I haven't streamed. I've been streaming at midnight like for the past like 3 weeks because I've been so busy. So I've started IRL streaming to kind of counteract that too. So it's just a lack of time. There's not enough time in the day.
There really isn't. I mean, that's the plus and the negatives of doing so much though, right? Like you have you have these really cool opportunities, and on the flip side, it's like, wow, I've got a little bit too much that I'm balancing.
Like TwitchCon San Diego, I believe that's October like 15th-ish around then. Somewhere I have two practices. I have two practices. So the night that I'm supposed to be in San Diego, which I live 3 hours from San Diego, I'm supposed to be there that night just because I have a hotel for that day. And turns out I have practice at 7 on the same day. So we practice from about 7 to 1, 7 to 2, depending. So realistically, I'm only going to be able to go to like the first 3 hours and then drive down there straight from practice. So I'm going to be like sweaty and tired and then get in at like midnight or like 1. Just stuff like that. It's scheduling.
I feel like you're a little bit, sorry, talking about myself again, a little bit like me in a sense of like you're very much boosted by motivation, as in like you can, you know, I know you said you struggle a little bit when you're on the lack of sleep, but the only reason you're able to do so much is because you really want to do something with your life. And I'm not saying that people who do content creation aren't like that the same, and I'm not saying everyone's not like the same, but I think the vibes I get from you is like the reason you take on so much and you're able to comfortably, quote unquote, comfortably manage it all is because you're driven to, you know, like actually achieve something, actually make a name for yourself. And that's why you put so much together and you're able to keep going, like doing the practice into TwitchCon and then doing the TwitchCon into back to work, and then while at work doing content creation and blah blah blah. The reason you can do that is because you're so motivated.
I like to think so. It also helps that my family really, actually, it's really surprising how much they believe in what I can do on a computer screen. So there's that as well. Yeah, I am very motivationally driven.
Yeah, it's really helpful when your family back you as well.
So, yeah.
Like my mom and dad, they're always like, they went away on holiday and my brother was staying because he was just in between houses. So he was just like pit stopping here while my mom and dad were on holiday. And then they literally turned around to him and they went, just so you know, Charlie will record a podcast on Monday at 7 p.m. You need to be quiet. Like, not silent, but also don't stand outside my door shouting on the phone. And it's just like, wow, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's when they like realized that, like, yes, I was playing games, but I think the first paycheck is what they were is when they were like, oh wait, this is like actually like, and like this is actually real. And like now when I get like packages in the mail, they see the name, because they used to be like, who the fuck is Dark Ab-? Or they'd be like, who the fuck is Michaela DEB, like shit like that. And they'd be like, who the fuck is that? Sorry, spacing out the cursing. Now my dad'll just be like, hey, you got a package. Like, hey, there's a baggage at the door for you, which is really sweet. And they're all very supportive. They actually love when I go to conventions, which is so fun.
That's cool. I like that. That's kind of all the IRL talk that I have. Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on about the dance and the music? Sorry if that section felt a little bit messy. I just didn't know how to word my questions, if I'm being dead honest. But I wanted to talk about
it. No, it's all right. No, I don't really have... I feel like that's mostly everything, I think. Yeah, I think we're chilling.
Okay. Let's talk about Minecraft.
You play Minecraft. All right, let's talk about Minecraft. On occasion, I've been seen.
You've played in Minecraft events. You know, a lot of my listeners love Minecraft events. You're an MC. You're an MCC, I think, right? Yeah.
I've played in a couple. Yeah.
Have you ever won it?
No.
Oh.
Throwback to maybe like 30 minutes ago when I said people just watch me because they think I'm funny and not because I'm good at games.
Yeah, I think so I have someone who helps me do research called Roman. That's our Roman. As far as I'm aware, they said the highest placement you've had in MCC is like 25th or 26th individually.
I think I got 21st recently, but
boo,
I'm going to check.
Boo.
MCC Wiki. No, might be right and I might be wrong. I don't know. Hold on, I'm checking.
Well, you play an MCC. Well, while you check, you play an MCC Live. That's how yes, I briefly met you at TwitchCon, because I saw you on the stage.
I was like briefly met. Oh my god, wait, no, right. The best that I've done, 25th, yeah. I think it's because I tend to check mid-game what my individual stats are, and I'm usually in the high 20s, but then by the end of the low 20s, and then by the end of the game, I usually do pretty bad.
Okay. Well, you're there for vibes and you're there for fun, and that's all that matters. Yeah. So, fair enough. Sorry for saying boo, Roman. I apologize. That's my bad. They're great at research. So.
I'm but sure. Yeah.
What's your like? I guess you played in MCC Rising 1 as well. That's kind of how you got into the whole MCC and event scene, because it was like very very early doors.
Oh yeah. Gosh,
you've been playing in like them since, right? Like you played in MCC Prides as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I like to play in them whenever I'm available. And a part of the cool thing of not working Saturdays is now I'm actually available most of the time that there's an MCC.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I work Saturdays, but I only work till the latest 3:30, so, and obviously all events are like in the evening, like 7-8 o'clock, and I only live like half an hour away from where I live, an hour away from where I work, so. But yeah, with your time zone, I can imagine, like, if you were working, it really sucks. You probably just have to miss out on everything.
So I actually used to call out of work for MCC. My boss knows what I do. She's very aware of it. I didn't know she was aware of it. And then when I got back from Vegas, she was like, how was TwitchCon? And I was like, why do you know about that? Like, but I'll request days off, or I'll get like a shift covered, and she'll be like, why? And I'm like, oh, I have like a Minecraft stream I have to do. But I'll bend the truth a little bit. I'll be like, oh, it's mandatory, like stuff like that, you know? But she's very aware of what I do. And so are all of my coworkers. And if I am like dying and I'm like, hey, I have a stream I have to be at, they're usually like surprisingly okay with it.
No, that's cool.
I know, but yeah, I would fully like take off work for it. And MCC usually happens at noon for me because it's at 8 BST. So I, on MCC days, I would wake up at 11, get ready, and then be live like by like 11:55.
What's your like favorite aspect of like Minecraft? So why exactly, minus the fact that you do variety now, what kind of inspired you to do like Minecraft content specifically? I know you mentioned it earlier, but just for the sake of the conversation here.
So the reason that I started playing Minecraft in the first place was I used to watch people do parkour in Minecraft, and I was like, that, there's no way it's as hard as people are making it look, you know? That was the whole reason I got into Minecraft. To this day, I love Minecraft parkour. Usually, like, for example, MCC, like, once again, I'm not really good at Minecraft, but the games that I do better in are usually movement based, because I love me some parkour or some hole in the wall. So I guess that was why I started playing Minecraft. The reason I got into Minecraft content specifically was actually I used to stream Roblox before I got into the Minecraft space. It's a little dark, but basically I started streaming as a miner during the, it just so happened to also be the Black Lives Matter movement. And it was also at a time where Roblox hackers were at an all-time high. So people would follow me around, you know, because I was black during the Black Lives Matter movement and just be rude and la 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 la, right? So I just stopped streaming Roblox and moved over to Minecraft. And then I just kind of stayed with Minecraft. And I guess like my favorite part of the Minecraft space is just kind of how welcoming it was. Like almost immediately, like I just felt so like welcomed and everybody was so nice to me. Like my immediate, like my close friend circle, like we've been friends since the moment I stepped into the Minecraft space because they were just so accepting, like right off the bat.
Oh, that's actually really, really sweet.
I know. Sorry, that was a very long answer.
No, it's good. It's a good answer. I love it. I love it when people yap on the podcast. It's kind of the whole gig, really.
All right.
What about like the variety content now? How come you've kind of side branching into that a bit more?
Honestly, it was just a lack of stimulation for my brain. If I'm going to sit at a computer, like, and I already have a hard time sitting still. My chat knows this, which is why I stream less and less nowadays, is also just the time too. But it's nice if I have like other things that I can do, because Minecraft is great. But you know, I'm now at the point where I've been streaming for almost 5 years. 5 years of just playing Minecraft. Like, I don't think anybody would just, like, even people who don't do content, I feel like eventually you're gonna get bored of playing the same game every other day for 5 years.
Yeah.
I know that's not the case with everybody. I have friends who, to this day, they'll still play Minecraft every day, but I unfortunately am not one of those people, and I need change and I need stimulation when I play games.
I mean, I don't even play Minecraft. I run a Minecraft podcast, but I just don't play
it. I was about to be like, the Minecraft podcaster doesn't play Minecraft.
I mean, literally, I don't even really talk about Minecraft updates. Like, I remember once someone came on and they said, oh, like, what do you think of this update? And I said, what? I'll play like every now and then, but firstly, I don't have the time for it. Secondly, I just don't really have the interest. Like, Minecraft is a cool game. But at the same time, I'm just not really too interested. Like, I can't find a server that I genuinely enjoy playing. Minecraft Survival is cool, but also doesn't interest me that much. And I don't really play Minecraft events. Like, I want to, but I don't really. So it's like, you know, I have no reason to play it. So my off time, like now, once this podcast ends, is I'll just chill for a little bit, just listen to music while staring at a blank screen, like watching a video or whatever, and then I'll edit, and that's it. That's what I do. So
yeah, that's pretty base.
Play a bit of variety as well, but I only really play variety when I'm playing with someone else, and it's mainly just FIFA with Bendo, who never plays. So it's like, I'm just here, living life. What about Minecraft SMP content, though? I feel like we can have a bit of a better talk about SMP content than we did about the event thing. So you've played in a few SMPs. I remember when I first found you was because of... Oh, no, what's the name of it? Oh, you're gonna know what, you know what SMP I'm talking about. The big SMP with all like the iron doors and stuff.
Area Unknown?
Yeah, with the iron door. Unknown. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Area Unknown. Don't crash. The iron doors, I actually, okay. The iron doors is actually because of a Hikey Hate Me stream.
So, that guy just, oh my God, that guy's everywhere I go. Oh, what am I giving him? Sorry. No, Ollie's one of my best friends. I can't even like pretend to hate him for a second.
I just remember just watching like
the guy.
He was streaming one time and he was doing this like big base, and he's like, his base was just like full of like iron walls, and I don't know where I got iron door from, but you knew what I was talking about regardless. Yeah, so obviously you played a lot of Area Unknown when that was a big thing. Also made an appearance in Power Creations. I think you've made an appearance in both Pirates and Rats, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
So like, what is it about like kind of Minecraft SMPs to draw you in, because you're fairly active on them as well?
So I actually never planned on being an SMP person, because Area Unknown originally was not an SMP. Okay. Area Unknown started as we just wanted to test the new Minecraft update. And then we just decided to stream on it a couple times, and then people started liking it. So then I think it got turned into an SMP. Originally, I didn't, I thought that like SMP role-playing, at least for me, was cringe. I never outwardly said that, like, because I'm not the type to like, whatever you like is what you like. But for me, I was like, oh, I don't know how I can act playing a block game. You know, like back then I was like, oh, it's a little weird. But obviously, like, over time I learned the appeal of it, and like it's not cringe. I just think that I was like freshly 18 and wanted to be cool, so I don't think it's actually cringe. I'm just a bit older now, and I don't like, whatever you like is what you like.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
Area Unknown originally did start at that. So I didn't have a character for Area Unknown. It started as, the way that I described it best was, when Area Unknown first started, I was just myself and I wasn't playing a character. But the end of Area Unknown, I was playing a character because I was basically trying to be my 18-year-old self, as my character, because that was essentially who I was on Area Unknown, and I'm very far from the same person that I was when I was 18. But because of Area Unknown, I actually started to really like getting into SMPs. I'd watch other people's streams and I was like, wow, SMPs are really cool. So when I got invited into Pirates, I was really excited and I was going full-fledged into the roleplay aspect. And that was really fun. And now I really enjoy a good SMP. I was on Rats recently. I loved the Rats SMP. That one was so fun. It's also modded Minecraft, which is cool because you get to learn about the different mods.
Yeah. I enjoy modded Minecraft. It just always does my PC in. I have a fairly strong PC, but for some reason I just always struggle.
If I still had my old computer, there's no way in hell I would have been able to be on Rats. But now I have a new computer, thank God. So we're doing a lot better now.
And you're cooking, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. She works a lot better than my old one. My old one is sitting in the hallway collecting dust until my sister's ready to use it.
My PC is currently sitting in the corner of my room because it doesn't work. I just haven't got rid of it. I don't really know why I haven't got rid of it. I think it's I want to try and clear up the old folders on it because it will work. It just doesn't work properly. It just keeps blue screening basically. I don't know why. I broke it myself. It's because I used to play Minecraft while exporting videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst thing you can do, apparently. It'll probably kill your PC, and it quite physically did, so.
When I got sent this computer, I was very scared because it's drastically different than my old computer, because this one is not, the way that it's cooled is only with fans, so it's just real loud. So the first time I did anything on it, I just thought it was going to explode. Now, I have my gain all the way down so that you can't hear it. But at any given moment, you just hear really loud all the time. All the time, it is so loud.
Just starts blaring everywhere.
Yeah, basically.
I have a fan next to my mic because it's fairly hot in the UK, but I'm glad because it doesn't get picked up, which is lucky enough. It used to.
Yeah.
Before I changed all my settings around, kind of like how you did, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that then, Michaela, is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Or have we done a pretty good job of covering everything?
That's it? I feel like that went by so quick. Oh my God, it's been 1 hour and 10 minutes. I just checked my recording.
Yeah, I know. We've just had such a great conversation. You don't even realize, do you?
Yeah, no.
So.
I don't know. I feel like that's everything. Did you have anything you wanted to add, even though you're the one asking the questions?
No, I think I've covered everything. Sorry if we didn't go into too much depth on each of the topics. I just didn't really know what to ask. If I ask, if I'm honest.
It's totally valid, totally fine.
But I have really enjoyed this podcast. I've really enjoyed recording. I think a bit like yourself, I'm just a bit tired. We're just tired guys, just sitting here.
I've actually been fidgeting with a bobby pin for the last 30 minutes. So I've actually been straight chilling.
A comb that just sits on my desk.
I actually just launched it across my room just then on accident and it scared the life out of me.
Oops. Respect.
So now I no longer have a bobby pin.
I've done that in the past where I have this little Sonic, it's built like a Russian doll. It's tiny, but it's Sonic themed. I sometimes just brush it around my desk, and I remember once I accidentally flung it off my desk, and back in the recording, all I hear on my POV is, and I went, oh God. So if anyone finds that podcast where you hear a random loud bang noise, it's because I accidentally lobbed my Sonic thing. I still say focus. I hear everything that everyone's saying. I just fidget a little bit.
Yeah.
Without face cam on, it's kind of hard to just yap without, because we're kind of just talking into the air right now. So, well, before I do the outro here then, Michaela, feel free to promote yourself. For anyone who's listened to the podcast this long and loves your vibe, where can people find you?
Oh boy. All right. So you can find me over at Twitch, twitch.tv/Michaela. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-A. If you're on phone, it may autocorrect to Michael with an A at the end. That is not my name. And that is my biggest pet peeve because it's in the name. And then Instagram is Michaela D-E-B, short for dark eyebrows. But it was taken, so it's actually M-L-C-H-E-L-A-D-E-B. And then Twitter, I'm Dark Eyebrows with 2 S's at the end. And on TikTok, I am Dark Eyebrows. And then my second account is not Dark Eyebrows. And yeah. Oh my God, and YouTube, I'm Dark Eyebrows. There you go.
I'm going to ask you this on the podcast. For the title of this, because I can't have Michaela Dark Eyebrows, should I make the title of the podcast Michaela?
Ooh,
I think I'm going to.
You think Michaela? Okay. I mean, if you have to put dark eyebrows, you can.
I just like, what one do you think would be better for promotion on Finding Sake.
For my happiness, Michaela's better, but for getting like people who watch me to watch, Dark Eyebrows would probably work better.
I can do Michaela. I'm not really too fussed about the whole, what's it called? I'm not really too, like, I mean, I said this before the podcast, obviously I wanted to grow, but I'm not really too fussed about like it, you know, people finding it or it doing like getting loads of views. But what do you think would be better for like traction wise, like as in regards to like your audience finding it? Would they find Michaela or would they
probably
find Dark
Eyebrows?
Okay. Are you happy for me to do Dark Eyebrows then?
Yeah, I'll accept defeat. It's fine. Well, I have moments where I accept it and I'm accepting it right now.
Well, with that being said then, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it and I've had such a great time, so thank you.
Thanks for having me after 3 years.
No worries. I'm glad you finally responded. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, I remember like sitting, I was like messaging someone and I was like, wait, and I was like, what? And I was like, Michaela just accepted the Discord friend request I sent them like 7 months ago.
Oh my god,
it was just so random. I didn't see why you accepted it. I wasn't complaining, but I was just like, why? There's no need. There's like, I don't get it.
I accepted it because I hardly ever go through my friend requests, so like sometimes I'll go through when I remember and just mass accept like the people that I like have mutuals with. And so I think I accepted you in like a mass accept because I'm the worst person ever and I don't check my friend requests or my messages ever because I suck.
I've said this before, the Discord friend requests, the Discord friends list is one of the most powerful friend lists you can have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because like sometimes if I don't know a person, I check like mutuals and then like shared friends and I'm like, there we go.
Well, thank you all for listening. I appreciate you all, and I appreciate you for being here, Michaela. This has been Inside MC. Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Peaces.